In this recording, I'm going to talk about the magic nine square and the five elements. I'm often asked, why do you need to use the yearly cures if the building has had a basic feng shui consultation? Because a basic consultation is just that, basic. It looks at the architectural features, where the different types of rooms are located, like bedrooms or kitchens, what the correct elemental energy for each room should be, the flow created by furniture arrangement, where the front and back doors are located, what influence the placement of your neighbor's houses have on your home, your landscaping, and so much more. Many people think if the building has been evaluated once, you can forget needing to do it again. The reality is, you move furniture around, you change floor coverings by adding rugs or removing one material for something else, and you bring in new accessories. Plus, you change, you grow. You desire new areas of achievement. Your knowledge grows. Your world expands. You need a home that grows and expands with you. One way to adapt to how you have changed and how the world has changed around you is to incorporate the new energies associated with the new year, especially the Chinese New Year, with the new elemental energies of the Chinese zodiac animal that the Chinese zodiac animal brings. For instance, this year is the metal rat, whereas last year was the earth pig. The difference in how each area of your home interacted with last year's elemental energies, as compared to this year's energies, is completely unique. Each direction has an element associated with it, according to many ancient cultures. Several schools of feng shui use what is known as the Bagua, or the magic nine square, to help locate these elements. The magic nine square is a 3x3 square map that overlays the building's floor plan and is placed on it according to the compass directions. If the right element is present in the corresponding location, there is balance. If the element is not present in the directional area, the space will be off or out of balance. The elements associated with each direction are as follows. North equals water. Northeast equals earth. East is wood. Southeast is wood. South is fire. Southwest equals earth. West equals metal. Northwest equals metal. And the center is earth. In an ideal world, if you have the above element in that direction, your home and your life will feel more balanced. With the five elements in a constructive order, or the creative cycle, are wood, fire, earth, metal, water, and then back to wood. There is a diagram included in this program for you to see this. In the diagram, you will see the five elements, the color, and the shape associated with it. They are green, rectangle, and column for wood, red, triangle, a pyramid shape for fire, yellow, square, cube for earth, gray, circles, balls for metal, and water, wavy, free-form shape for water. If we were only dealing with the magic nine square, having the predominant element in the room would create a balanced room. That, in turn, would support a balanced life. We could have the element in the space through either the shape, the color, or the actual element, like wood furniture in a wood sector. The challenge is, each year we have a new animal with a new element associated with it. This brings new energy to each location. One way this is shown is through the flying star pattern. It is said that the flying star pattern represents the movement of the planets flying through the solar system. Without getting into too much detail, let me briefly explain how this new yearly energy works or doesn't work with the stationary element from the magic nine square. A quick example would be fire, which is located in the south. If the yearly flying star element, that is fire, flies or lands in this area, they are the same. Hence, they are compatible. If, for instance, the flying star element, that is water, flies into the fire element, it would put out the fire. It's as though you poured water on the fire, putting it out. If this is your career or money-earning sector, you could be demoted or lose your job because the fire element was put out by water, thus greatly reducing your energy to earn money. Or if the yearly flying star element were wood and lands in the fire sector, it would grow the fire. Wood is the fuel that grows fire. If your relationship area is in the fire sector, by adding wood to the fire, you might start having heated discussions or arguments. Yet one more thing might occur. If in the example I shared first, where the magic nine square element is fire and the flying star element is fire, having the location be double fire, it could be too much fire, way out of proportion to the other sections. It could be like a big oil rig explosion, so powerful in a negative way, one's whole life explodes, going up in smoke. In short, we want to create balance as much as possible according to the elements. We want each directional area to be as equal in strength as possible to its neighbor. We may need to add a color or object to increase the energy. We may need to remove something in order to bring it into balance. There are times when the elemental energies are so out of whack, they suggest several items or to have a protector present in the area. Sometimes, due to the interaction of the two elements, it might be prudent to raise your consciousness to a higher level. When that is the situation, the yearly animal guidelines often suggest using something spiritual, like a Kuan Yin, angel, or Buddha. All these can be done in a supportive way using your own belief system and personal style. Other times the interaction is on a more basic, practical, or as is sometimes stated, a mundane level. For instance, the area may be associated with money or finances. Putting something that relates to money would be the guideline, like a piggy bank or actual money. And remember, when setting out the elemental objects, it is best if you have a positive, life-affirming mental state, knowing you are placing these objects with an intention for the highest good. This is a short overview of why it is advised to work with the yearly animal's energy each year to bring a fresh start into your home and your life. That's a little bit of the background about the magic nine square and flying stars according to the elements.